Choose your reality. What would life be like if you could choose between two completely different experiences of reality in every moment? Just like Neo in the movie The Matrix, having to choose between taking the red pill or the blue pill. Imagine if each choice moved you into a different consciousness, which brought you a vastly different reality. How would you choose between the two? How would you discern which reality you were focused on in any given moment? This is not just a storyline from a cool science fiction movie. It is happening on the Earth right now. It is our planetary reality, and much of the rest of the solar system, galaxy, and universe are well aware of the uniqueness of this cosmic moment in time on our beautiful and beloved planet. Two realities. Two paradigms, two consciousness, and in a sense two Earths are residing simultaneously, but in different dimensions and frequencies. And we have the chance to experience it firsthand consciously in every second. We are choosing the red or blue pill, or between these two realities constantly, with our thoughts, our intentions, and where we choose to focus. What are these two realities? Let's say the red pill is the old paradigm reality, which has been the dominant consciousness on the planet for hundreds of thousands of years. This consciousness is based on frequencies and beliefs of fear, scarcity, competition, unworthiness, and greed. We all know it so well and can still watch it express itself in our movies, on the news, in government, business, and in the policies of separation and fear present in all of our outmoded systems and structures of life. The other blue pill we can choose is a new consciousness that is aligned with the entire universe and the divine order of creation. It is a consciousness of love, of infinite abundance, of divine truth, of compassion for all, and a knowing of our oneness. It holds the remembrance of who we really are and why we chose to come to this planet at this time. It is the essence of all life. So how do you discern which reality you are presently living in? 1. Notice how you are feeling. If you are feeling and vibrating in love, gratitude, truth, joy, possibility, and trust, you are in the new consciousness. If you find that you feel all is possible more frequently, and that you are supported in being yourself on the planet, you are in the new. If you are finding that you are often in a flow and things seem to align for you with greater ease, you are in the new. If you find you are feeling trust in yourself and trust in the universe and God to create the life you truly want, you are operating in the new. If you are feeling or speaking from fear, lack, worry, lots of stress and limitation, you are aligned with the old consciousness on the planet. This is still where a majority of the collective lives and vibrates, so it has a very strong magnetic and familiar pull to it, and perhaps even a comfortable familiarity in the pain. There is no judgment around where each of us is living in any given moment. This is ultimately about awareness and choice to create every moment of your life as you would like it to be. This is the opportunity to truly harness the new consciousness in a powerful way and become your full, empowered, and magnificent self. How do you move into this new reality? 2. Choose. This seems too simplified, but it is actually the key. You are a creator of your life, and as a creator, your choices determine the direction of your life. In your meditation, prayers, thoughts, consciously choose to align with the new source consciousness that is permeating the planet. Ask your spirit family and guides to assist you in living more in this reality. Find meditations and music, friends and new thought that support you in this new alignment. 3. Become conscious of your thoughts. Notice if your thoughts are ones that are taking you into places of hope, excitement, empowerment, and love, or into feelings of fear and limitation. Catch your thoughts and ask to shift them into more positive energies and focus. Notice again, catch and shift the limiting thought into a thought that feels expansive, free, joyful, or at least hopeful. Practice shifting thoughts. It is a training, and in time your mind begins to move into a new groove. Over time, you lay new neural pathways that vibrate in self-love, self-trust, possibility, and abundance. 4. Watch your words. Words are incredibly powerful. The old adage from 12-step of fake it till you make it works. Say what you want to feel and believe, even if you are not quite there yet, and even if you can't fully feel it. Say it anyway. For example, rather than talk about the money you do not have, say, I am opening to the infinite abundance that is flowing towards me now in ways I cannot even imagine. And take a long, slow, deep breath. Say it again. Say it to your friends and family. Watch it open up channels of support you never dreamed possible. 5. Quiet your mind. This is a tricky proposition for most people. The mind has run the show for a long time and can put up a bit of a freak show at first. Practice sitting for 10 minutes a day and just breathing very slow, taking long, deep breaths. Inhale, quiet and peace. Exhale out all thought. Say this to yourself. Breathe again and again. Feel your body slow down. As your body settles, your mind will often follow with practice. Put your hand on your heart as you breathe. This will help bring your focus out of your mind and into your heart. Imagine that your heart is breathing. 6. Connect to Source, the divine creator, the divine intelligence of the universe. The new consciousness is pure Source consciousness. We are made of this consciousness and energy. Yet to align with it in its purest state, it helps to connect directly to Source at the center of the universe. Depending on whatever word resonates for you, it is connecting directly to God, pure, direct, and in perfect alignment with you. You may find some helpful guided meditations for this on my website under Meditations. 7. Follow your joy and your heart. What makes you sing? What inspires you? What makes you feel most like your real self and alive? Follow wherever this leads. Listen to the whisperings of your soul, for in this lay your purpose and your happiness. This new consciousness aligns perfectly with who you really are and assists you in remembering it. 8. Move towards higher frequency people. Once you set the intention to align with the new consciousness and follow the above steps, you will begin to notice when you are around someone who lives more from this reality as well. You will feel a resonance that is uplifting and possibly even exciting. You may find that you are drawn to certain activities, articles, music, and even movies that seem to be also aligning with and bringing in new expressions of this Christ consciousness. You will begin to recognize it showing itself all over the planet. It is an extraordinary time to be alive on Earth, offering a unique opportunity and experience in a physical form. How often are we alive on a planet that is undergoing massive transformation and upgrade? This time offers unprecedented options for huge consciousness expansion and awakening for all beings. Somewhere along the way, we decided we wanted to be here. Let's choose the reality that allows us to thoroughly enjoy the journey.